Penguin Audio presents Blood and Honor, written by W.E.B. Griffin, read by Michael Rosato.
Forward. Nation at a glance. San Carlos de Bariloche. A federal court will decide this week whether or not former Nazi SS Erich Priebke will be extradited to Italy. A year ago, Priebke admitted to having participated in the murder of 335 civilians in the Ardeatine Caves in Rome during World War II. San Carlos de Bariloche judge Leonidas Molde agreed to Priebke's extradition after Italian courts petitioned the Argentine government to send Priebke to Italy to face murder charges. Page 2. The Buenos Aires Herald, Buenos Aires, Argentina, July 4, 1995. Part 1. Chapter 1. 1. Estancia San Pedro y San Pablo, near Pila, Buenos Aires Province, Republic of Argentina, 2105 hours, 4 April 1943. The concentration El Coronel Jorge Guillermo Frade was devoting to the inch-thick document on his desk was interrupted by what sounded like the death agony of a water buffalo being stomped by an elephant. Frade, a 6'1", 195-pound, 51-year-old, still had all of his hair, including the full mustache he had worn since he was commissioned Subteniente, second lieutenant, of cavalry, and all of his teeth. But in the past 5 years he had found it necessary to wear corrective glasses when reading. He removed his horn-rimmed spectacles, sighed audibly, and looked across his study at the source of the noise. It came from the open mouth of a heavy-set man in his late 40s who was sitting sprawled in a leather armchair, sound asleep. He, too, wore a cavalryman's mustache. He was Enrico Rodriguez, who had left Estancia San Pedro y San Pablo to enlist in the cavalry to serve as Subteniente Frade's batman. They had retired together 25 years later as colonel commanding and suboficial mayor, sergeant major, of Argentina's most prestigious cavalry regiment, the Húsares de Pueyrredón. During their long service together, El Coronel Frade had grown familiar with suboficial mayor Rodriguez's snoring. Tonight's was spectacular, which meant that Rodriguez had been drinking beer. For some reason, wine and whiskey did not seem to affect Enrico the way beer did. Wine made Enrico mellow. Whiskey very often sent him in search of feminine companionship. But beer, even 2 beers, made Enrico sleepy and turned on the snoring machine full blast. For a moment, El Coronel Frade seriously considered picking up his metal waste basket and dropping it on the tile floor of the study. That would bring Enrico out of his slumber and the chair as if catapulted. He decided against it. It had been a long day, and Enrico was tired. He looked at his watch and at the inch-thick folder on his desk and decided to hell with it. He, too, was tired, and they had to drive back to Buenos Aires. He slid his glasses into the breast pocket of his tweed jacket and stood up, then picked up the inch-thick folder and carried it to an open wall-mounted safe. After placing the document on one of the shelves, he shut the door, then turned a chrome wheel that moved inch-wide steel pistons into corresponding holes in the frame. Finally, he spun the combination dial. The safe itself was concealed from view by a movable section of bookshelves. When closed, these gave no indication that anything was behind them. Frade swung the bookcase section back into place and tiptoed out of the simply furnished study so as not to wake Enrico. He then...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?